קצר, ידעו ידעו כמו שפירה. Yesterday we said, we were talking about that they took all the men from the old city to captivity by the Jordanians.
So, yeah. Now, was this right after May 48?
This is Yud Tet Iyar. Yeah. So the journey of suffering of the exalters, how do you say those which are exiled?
Exiles.
The exiles, they're called the exiles.
Right, exiles.
Right. It began in separating the men, the young men, from their wives and children. And Shmuel also, he left his wife and his children, and five kids. So they're walking towards the Dal. That was, in those days, it was a building that was used as the Armenian school. And from there, they moved to the Kishle. Kishle was a prison place which near Shai Yafo. They slept there.
The Armenian church in the old city there is used for helping the terrorists.
So while this, they were sleeping there, it's about 1,300 old people, women and children were walking towards Shal Tzion, and from there they were walking towards the new city. Amongst them was also the Rabbanit Freida, the wife of Rav Shmuel, that her husband was taken to the captivity. She was holding in her hand the baby who was only 2 weeks old. Shimon, right? And everyone's cleaving to her. The oldest was Nachman Shlomo Yitzchak Zal, which he died last year. Dasan Oded Yosef Kaddish, which was 1 year old and 3 months. Yosef Kaddish, which was 1 year and 3 months, was left by his father going to Jordan. I remember, says the daughter of Shmuel, Reb Sim Frank, all those days, just cleaving to the mother, just not to leave the mother. Always, don't leave Ima, just stay with Ima. Also, we didn't know what's going to be with our father, with the other brother, Yosef Kaddish, which were taken with the men. We didn't know what they want to do with it.
You mean they took a 1 year old?
Yeah.
The Jordanians.
They did take it. Shmuel took it. I don't know why exactly. And along with all the troubles over there, of Hirschleim and Lippel, he had with him the staff of Rabbeinu. The staff Rabbeinu used to walk with it was silver on top. Yeah, but when they in those days, they used to pass around between the Breslovers, a few days by his house, a few days by his house. At the time when they went to captivity, when they went out, they took it from Rav Shmuel. It was by Rav Shmuel, and they took it from the staff. Yeah, and since then, they don't know where it is.
So the Jordanians have it.
Yeah, Rav Shmuel has it. And Friday night, so this was all Friday. So Friday night, they all walked towards Shal Tzion, and they stayed there. There was no Kiddush or nothing. Only one person, Rabbi Avraham Shternatz, was a very old man. He didn't take him, and he had with him, he didn't take him to the Jordanian captivity, and he had with him a bottle of the grape juice, the wine, and he had two lachmaniyot, and he made sat down, and he made kiddush to everyone. Suddenly, to Shal Tzion came a lady from the Red Cross, and she's all hysterical. Who lost the baby? She's holding a baby in her hand. Did anyone lose the baby? No one lost the baby, but still, there was a baby there. So, Shmuel's wife, spontaneously, she looked in her bag to see where the baby is in her hand. And there was no baby, it was her baby. Yeah. And they took the Baruch Hashem, the baby came back. Shimon, go see him, he said, give the shloch. But the other son, Yosef Kaddish, she didn't know what happened to him. Shabbos, Chaf Be'il. A new morning came up in Yerushalayim. Yeah. Somehow, David Bamberg, one of the breast numbers, of course, he managed to get some wine for Kiddush. So, they didn't eat already for a few days, all of them. Since Thursday. So they only drank a little bit of wine, that's what they had. They took them out, they were all frightened. Yeah, they took them out for the Kishle, for this right near Shai Yafo, still there. And they walked in towards the Shara Arayot, which is where the buses go into the... No, that's Shar HaShpot. Shar HaRayot is on top. On top, yeah. Close to here. And there were buses over there, and they'll get them here, get them in. Rav Avraham Goldreich, he didn't want to go under the bus. He said the bus is it's Shabbos. He told the Arab, it's Shabbos today. He told him in Arabic. So the Arab gave him a strong kick and he said, no Shabbos today. He pushed him onto the bus. So there are about 25 soldiers on each bus. No, six soldiers on each bus. Standing with ammunition, of course. And they went towards Har HaZeitim, and then from there towards Yericho. It was very hot, and it was many, many hours. We got to this some Arab village, and the Arabs were screaming, "We're gonna kill you all! We're gonna kill like you did to us in Dil Yassin. We're gonna kill you all! You murdered men, women, and children," which is not true. The Arabs are lying. But we're gonna kill you all. No one moved. They said, "If you want to kill us on the bus. We're not getting off." They asked them weird questions. Someone asked them, Shmuel, what are you part of? Shmuel Shapiro was a little skinny guy. They asked him, what are you part of? The Haganah, the Etzel, the Lechi, what are you part of? So he said, me? We're part of those who learn Torah. At the end, many, many hours, they reached Rabat Amon. Rabat Amon is the capital of Jordan. And there were thousands of toshavim, of residents over there, which are cursing and yelling. They want to kill the Jews. Shmuel Shapiro with the son in the captivity.
Jordan?
Jordan. I don't know if you can see it.
What's that?
Pretty big picture. Shmuel Shapira and his son in the captivity in Jordan.
Did that do with killing Jews?
No, so all the residents over there were screaming and everything, and they said, "Eat Bahayahu, let's kill the Jews."
Ah, that's
yeah, but they didn't stop over there. There were a few more hours going. They went to Adamat Jamal. Jamal, I don't know what that means, but it's a place. And near a town called Maflak, on a road between the road that leads from Rabat Amon to Iraq, there was a machane, there was a camp, and that's where all the captures, what are they called, those who were captured from Gush Etzion and from other places were stayed there between 6 to 9 months. Okay, one of the amazing how did the baby come there, Shmuel's son? So let's do this. When they're going out to the captivity, Reb Ruven from Ever Yalim, there was a kid on his head. A year later, he saw a kid running, and no one was with the kid. So he grabbed him. He said, "It's a Jewish kid." And he grabbed him with him. Abdab Shechter saw him going on the bus, Reb Yaakov Miller's father, with a kid. He says, "What are you, crazy?" He tried to convince the Arab, "Let him go with the kid. He can't go with the kid." "No, go. But he could die, I don't care. Go on." He forced him to go on. So Rav Dovid took the baby under his achrayut. Okay. There was no diapers, no medicine, no nothing, no food, nothing, no mother. And Rav Dovid, he took the kid with him. He managed to get some bread and hot water. And he used to make the kid food. Yeah. Still, it wasn't a normal place, and the baby's health situation wasn't so good. And then, at the machane, who does he see? His father, Reb Shmuel. Who was the son? Yosef Kanish. Was the son of Reb Shmuel Shapira. Yeah, without the mother knowing, without the father knowing, he got to the captivity there with Reb Shmuel. Yeah, it's easy to imagine just the mother's
freaking out.
Yeah, freaking out. Right? Where's the son? So David continues to take care of helping of Shmuel with the kid. Until they were able to, there was another camp with the Shvuyot, the women from Gush Etzion, which were kept separately. So then they were able to transfer the baby to the women, which should take care of better than the men, obviously. Yeah. In the daytime, he used to take care of him. At night, he used to give it to the women over there. So he was able to serve Hashem. And, yeah. 2 weeks afterwards, they let the baby go back home. The Arabs, together with another 3 kids, were somehow... ended up over there also. So we'll stop over here.